It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine have found a way to improve mobility and lung function in patients with severe emphysema by implanting tiny coils into their lungs. In a large international trial, a majority of patients showed they could walk much farther 1 year after implantation. Their findings have been published in the Journal of American Medicine. Apple is getting ready for a massive makeover, not their iPhones, but rather their stores. The tech and retail giant plans to renovate its nearly 480 stores worldwide this year. A company analyst says the stores were growing stale. With sales of both iPhones and iPads on the decline, the company's stock has fallen by about 30% over the past year. This week, the Tech Report takes a look at how CMU researchers are making personal robots more human-like. Moving a cup slowly across a table may not seem like a complicated task, but in this case, it's a robot doing the work.
Here in this lab, we do robots for the home, so we're trying to get robots to be able to work in a home environment.
That's Jennifer King, a PhD student at Carnegie Mellon University. She's been creating new code to make robotic movements more accurate, efficient, and human-like. Her test subject? A stylish metal robot with cameras for eyes, two thick arms, and a small bow tie.
This guy's Herm. Yeah, he's been in the lab since the beginning, so about 10 years now.
Thanks to King and her team, Herb can now grasp objects with better hand-eye coordination by using his cameras as eyes with technology known by the acronym SLAM.
SLAM stands for Simultaneous Localization and Mapping.
Scanning a room, Herb essentially creates a high-resolution, three-dimensional map that CMU Personal Robotics Lab Director Sid Chinvesa says it can understand, with physical properties such as weight and texture, depth perception, and spatial reasoning.
He needs a map that not only looks good, but also works effectively for him. And this is what's called metric reconstruction.
But that's not all. The same team of researchers has also been teaching Herb how to handle clutter. King says objects on the floor or a shelf can be confusing to a robot on a mission. Think about when you try to reach a carton from the back of a fridge. You might take some items out first, but others you may just shove aside.
So we're trying to get Herb to think about that as well. Can he use his whole arm to kind of move clutter out of the way in order to achieve his goal, rather than being sort of afraid of it, afraid to touch it?
In most cases, yes. But sometimes Herb can get a little clumsy, occasionally pushing a cup too far.
Yep, he's knocked things off the table, he's broken plates and cups and bowls, and, you know, it's all part of the process, usually for us researchers, to learn what we've done wrong.
Coding robots requires a lot of troubleshooting and patience, but Chinvesa says these recent milestones in research make his ultimate goal a little closer to becoming reality.
I envision a future where a robot like Herb lives and stays in your home and works with you lifelong.
And you believe this is possible in the future?
Absolutely.
That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.